The Senate may confirm William Barr as U.S. Attorney General as early as today. Lawmakers yesterday voted largely along party lines to advance his nomination. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice that he is poised to inherit is still struggling under the controversy over its handling of two politically charged investigations during the 2016 election related to President Trump and his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, having drawn the ire of Republicans and Democratic lawmakers who are vowing aggressive oversight and investigation of department activities. Has his previous government experience prepared him for this? We're joined now by Wall Street Journal reporter Byron Tao. Byron, give us some employment history.
He was in the agency in his early 20s. He landed there in 1973 as an intelligence analyst and quickly transferred into the Office of Legislative Counsel 2 years later, where he found himself in the middle of this pretty big battle with Congress.
I was going to say, he went through kind of a rough period during that time.
Yes, exactly. So at this period in the CIA's history, Congress was taking a pretty aggressive look at some of its practices. Before that, Congress largely let the CIA operate in the dark and do what it wanted to do, but there were a series of exposés in the mid-1970s about some CIA activities abroad, and also the Watergate scandal sort of implicated the CIA. And there were also some other sort of, the Bay of Pigs in the 60s, which brought renewed congressional scrutiny. And so in 1975, Congress creates these two special committees, the Church Committee and the Pike Committee, which basically started rummaging through the CIA's files, and Bill Barr was right there in the middle of it.
So those committees, the Church and the Pike Committees, essentially did what, if you can sort of thumbnail them for us?
Sure. They were major investigative committees started by a Democratic-controlled Congress to sort of bring public scrutiny to the activities of the CIA, which had previously been pretty closely guarded secrets. And so Congress sort of insisted that the CIA turn over a lot of its archives, insisted that the CIA participate in this process, and eventually issued several pretty scathing reports on some of the CIA's activities. And it wasn't just the CIA, it was the FBI, the NSA, and a number, basically our entire intelligence community was looked at top to bottom by both of these committees.
And Mr. Barr's various roles during that period were what? Because you mentioned he moved around a little bit.
Yeah, so he was basically a pretty junior law student slash legislative liaison. So he was in the Office of Legislative Counsel, which is the part of the CIA that deals with Congress. And, you know, some of these declassified CIA documents and some other old documents, including some oral histories, describe that he interacted pretty frequently with congressional staff, helped the CIA navigate this very significant oversight investigation by Congress, and eventually became close to the then director of the CIA, which was George H.W. Bush, because he was helping him prepare testimony and helping brief him when he went to the Hill. And Bush eventually becomes president, of course, and appoints Bill Barr to be Attorney General in 1991. So that's sort of how he got on Bush's radar and how he got his start as a lawyer and a law student.
Now, he was only there under the George H.W. Bush administration as Attorney General for 2 years, right? Then what, President Clinton put in his own guy? Is that why he left in 93?
Exactly. So at the end of the Bush administration, he leaves the AG position, Janet Reno fills it, and he goes on to a pretty long and distinguished career as a corporate lawyer. He helped telecoms navigate Washington, and now is back for his second go-around as Attorney General, if he's confirmed by the Senate this week.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Byron Tao about his piece entitled Attorney General Nominee Barr Helped Navigate CIA Through Rocky Times with Congress. You mentioned, too, that South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham has said that morale is low at Justice and we need to change that. Is Mr. Barr the guy?
Well, that's certainly what I think both Republicans and Democrats are hoping. It's actually interesting that the parallels between the CIA then and the Justice Department now are sort of striking. You know, both agencies have come under fire. Both are being looked at pretty closely by a sort of hostile Congress. And there are some big, major institutional questions about the direction of both those agencies. So, you know, William Barr's experience in the CIA at that point at least could help guide him as he takes the reins of the Justice Department, which is under similar scrutiny these days.
Thanks, Byron. Wall Street Journal reporter Byron Tao.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.